Welcome to the Total Torah podcast by Rediscover Judaism. This week's portion is Tatzria and begins in the book of Vayikra, or Leviticus, chapter 12, verse 1. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the Israelite people thus. When a woman at childbirth bears a male, she shall be unclean 7 days. She shall be unclean as at the time of her menstrual infirmity. On the 8th day, the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. She shall remain in a state of blood purification for 33 days. She shall not touch any consecrated thing, nor enter the sanctuary, until her period of purification is completed. If she bears a female, she shall be unclean 2 weeks, as during her menstruation, and she shall remain in a state of blood purification for 66 days. On the completion of her period of purification, for either son or daughter, she shall bring to the priest at the entrance of the tent of meeting a lamb in its first year for a burnt offering, and a pigeon or a turtle dove for a sin offering. He shall offer it before the Lord, and make expiation on her behalf. She shall then be clean from her flow of blood. Such are the rituals concerning her who bears a child, male or female. If, however, her means do not suffice for a sheep, she shall take 2 turtle doves or 2 pigeons, one for a burnt offering and the other for a sin offering. The priest shall make expiation on her behalf, and she shall be clean." The Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, "When a person has on the skin of his body a swelling, a rash, or a discoloration, and it develops into a scaly affection on the skin of his body, it shall be reported to Aaron the priest, or to one of his sons, the priests. The priests shall examine the affection on the skin of his body. If hair in the affected patch has turned white, and the affection appears to be deeper than the skin of his body, it is a leprous affection. When the priest sees it, he shall pronounce him unclean. But if it is a white discoloration on the skin of his body, which does not appear to be deeper than the skin, and the hair in it has not turned white, the priest shall isolate the affected person for 7 days. On the 7th day, the priest shall examine him, and if the affection has remained unchanged in color, and the disease has not spread on the skin, the priest shall isolate him for another 7 days." The second Aliyah begins with chapter 13, verse 6. "On the 7th day, the priest shall examine him again. If the affection has faded and has not spread on the skin, the priest shall pronounce him clean. It is a rash. He shall wash his clothes, and he shall be clean. But if the rash should spread on the skin after he has presented himself to the priest and been pronounced clean, he shall present himself again to the priest. And if the priest sees that the rash has spread on the skin, the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is leprosy. When a person has a scaly affection, it shall be reported to the priest. If the priest finds on the skin a white swelling, which has turned some hair white, with a patch of discolored flesh in the swelling, it is chronic leprosy on the skin of his body, and the priest shall pronounce him unclean. He need not isolate him, for he is unclean. If the eruption spreads out over the skin, so that it covers all the skin of the affected person, from head to foot, wherever the priest can see. If the priest sees that the eruption has covered the whole body, he shall pronounce the affected person clean. He is clean, for he has turned all white. But as soon as discolored flesh appears in it, he shall be unclean. When the priest sees the undiscolored flesh, he shall pronounce him unclean. The undiscolored flesh is unclean. It is leprosy. But if the undiscolored flesh again turns white, he shall come to the priest, and the priest shall examine him. If the affection has turned white, the priest shall pronounce the affected person clean. He is clean." The third Aliyah begins with chapter 13, verse 18. "When an inflammation appears on the skin of one's body, and it heals, and a white swelling or a white discoloration streaked with red develops where the inflammation was, he shall present himself to the priest. If the priest finds that it appears lower than the rest of the skin, and that the hair in it has turned white, the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a leprous affection that has broken out in the inflammation. But if the priest finds that there is no white hair in it, and it is not lower than the rest of the skin, and it is faded, the priest shall isolate him for 7 days. If it should spread in the skin, the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is an affection. But if the discoloration remains stationary, not having spread, it is the scar of the inflammation. The priest shall pronounce him clean." The fourth Aliyah begins with chapter 13, verse 24. "When the skin of one's body sustains a burn by fire, and the patch from the burn is a discoloration, either white streaked with red or white, the priest shall examine it. If some hair has turned white in the discoloration, which itself appears to go deeper than the skin, it is leprosy that has broken out in the burn. The priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a leprous affection. But if the priest finds that there is no white hair in the discoloration, and that it is not lower than the rest of the skin, and it is faded, the priest shall isolate him for 7 days. On the seventh day, the priest shall examine him. If it has spread in the skin, the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a leprous affection. But if the discoloration has remained stationary, not having spread on the skin, and it is faded, it is the swelling from the burn. The priest shall pronounce him clean, for it is the scar of the burn. The fifth Aliyah begins with chapter 13, verse 29. If a man or a woman has an affection on the head or in the beard, the priest shall examine the affection. If it appears to go deeper than the skin, and there is thin yellow hair in it, the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a scal, a scaly eruption in the hair or beard. But if the priest finds that the scal affection does not appear to go deeper than the skin, yet there is no black hair in it, the priest shall isolate the person with the scal affection for 7 days. On the seventh day, the priest shall examine the affection. If the scal has not spread, and no yellow hair has appeared in it, and the scal does not appear to go deeper than the skin, the person with the scal shall shave himself, but without shaving the scal. The priest shall isolate him for another 7 days. On the seventh day, the priest shall examine the scal. If the scal has not spread on the skin, and does not appear to go deeper than the skin, the priest shall pronounce him clean. He shall wash his clothes, and he shall be clean. If, however, the scal should spread on the skin, after he has been pronounced clean, the priest shall examine him. If the scal has spread on the skin, the priest need not look for yellow hair. He is unclean. But if the scal has remained unchanged in color, and black hair has grown in it, the scal is healed. He is clean. The priest shall pronounce him clean. If a man or a woman has the skin of the body streaked with white discolorations, and the priest sees that the discolorations on the skin of the body are of a dull white, it is a teeter broken out on the skin. He is clean. The sixth Aliyah begins with chapter 13, verse 40. If a man loses the hair of his head and becomes bald, he is clean. If he loses the hair on the front part of his head and becomes bald at the forehead, he is clean. But if a white affection streaked with red appears on the bald part in the front or at the back of the head, it is a scaly eruption that is spreading over the bald part in the front or at the back of the head. The priest shall examine him. If the swollen affection on the bald part in the front or at the back of his head is white, streaked with red, like the leprosy of body skin in appearance, the man is leprous. He is unclean. The priest shall pronounce him unclean. He has the affection on his head. As for the person with a leprous affection, his clothes shall be rent, his head shall be left bare, and he shall cover over his upper lip, and he shall call out, unclean, unclean. He shall be unclean as long as the disease is on him. Being unclean, he shall dwell apart. His dwelling shall be outside the camp. When an eruptive affection occurs in a cloth of wool or linen fabric, in the warp or in the woof of the linen or the wool, or in a skin or in anything made of skin, if the affection in the cloth or the skin, in the warp or in the woof, or in any article of skin, is streaky green or red, it is an eruptive affection. It shall be shown to the priest, and the priest, after examining the affection, shall isolate the affected article for 7 days. On the seventh day, he shall examine the affection. If the affection has spread in the cloth, whether in the warp or the woof, or in the skin, for whatever purpose the skin may be used, the affection is a malignant eruption. It is unclean. The cloth, whether warp or woof, in wool or linen, or any article of skin, in which the affection is found, shall be burned, for it is a malignant eruption. It shall be consumed in fire. But if the priest sees that the affection in the cloth, whether in warp or in woof, or in any article of skin has not spread, the priest shall order the affected article washed, and he shall isolate it for another 7 days. The seventh Aliyah begins with chapter 13, verse 55. And if, after the affected article has been washed, the priest sees that the affection has not changed color, and that it has not spread, it is unclean. It shall be consumed in fire. It is a fret, whether on its inner side or on its outer side. But if the priest sees that the affected part, after it has been washed, is faded, he shall tear it out from the cloth or skin, whether in the warp or in the woof. And if it occurs again in the cloth, whether in warp or in woof, or in any article of skin, it is a wild growth. The affected article shall be consumed in fire. If, however, the affection disappears from the cloth, warp or woof, or from any article of skin that has been washed, it shall be washed again, and it shall be clean. Such is the procedure for eruptive affections of cloth, woolen or linen, in warp or in woof, or of any article of skin, for pronouncing it clean or unclean. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Total Torah Podcast. If you're not already a subscriber, be sure to like, follow, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts from, so that you never miss an episode. If you enjoyed the show, please give us a rating and leave a review, as that will help other people to find us and let us share the Torah even more. And speaking of other people, I'm sure there is someone in your life who would enjoy or benefit from listening to a little bit of Torah each week. Help them out, and us too, by sharing this with them. Have a great week, and I'll see you next Sunday.